Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Intel Corp, one of the world's largest and most influential semiconductor companies, known for its dominance in microprocessors and its role in driving the computing industry forward. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Intel has been a cornerstone of the tech industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in areas like art and market strategy?
Overconfidence has historically played a significant role in Intel's approach to art and market strategy. Intel's longstanding dominance in the microprocessor market, particularly with its x86 architecture, has fostered a belief in its ability to maintain leadership in the face of competition. This confidence has driven Intel to invest heavily in its core technologies, often betting on the continued success of its established products. However, this overconfidence has also led to some missed opportunities, such as the slower adaptation to the mobile processor market, where competitors like ARM gain significant ground. Loss aversion is also a critical factor in how Intel manages its product lines and market position. The company's focus on protecting its high-margin businesses, such as data centers and PC processors, has sometimes made it more conservative in exploring new or emerging markets. This aversion to risking its existing revenue streams can limit Intel's ability to pivot quickly when market dynamics shift, as seen with the rise of mobile computing and alternative chip architectures.
And this focus on maintaining its leadership in traditional markets has helped Intel sustain its position as a key player in the semiconductor industry, appealing to both consumers and investors who value stability and technological prowess.
Exactly. Intel's strategic use of overconfidence in its established technologies and loss aversion in protecting its core businesses appeals to investors looking for a company with a strong foundation in a critical industry. However, this approach also means that Intel must carefully navigate the balance between innovation and protecting its existing market share, particularly as the tech landscape continues to evolve.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Intel. As a global technology company with significant influence on the tech industry, DEI is particularly important for Intel. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Intel's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in an industry where innovation is driven by diverse perspectives and ideas. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Intel's ability to innovate by fostering a culture that values diverse viewpoints and encourages creative problem solving. A commitment to DEI also helps Intel attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the semiconductor industry. For investors, Intel's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Intel build stronger relationships with customers, partners, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in tech, where innovation and the ability to address diverse market needs are critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and innovation processes, Intel not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Intel operates in a highly globalized industry, providing semiconductors that power devices and infrastructure worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in in this.
Intel's global strategy involves tailoring its technologies and business practices to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its leadership in the semiconductor industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Intel's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as data privacy laws and trade restrictions, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By staying attuned to local needs and ensuring that its technologies are compatible with regional requirements, Intel can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Intel, especially as they face competition from both local tech companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and technological leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Intel's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the semiconductor industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global technology standards, trade policies, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Intel to other companies in the semiconductor industry, like AMD, NVIDIA, and TSMC. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Intel's dynamics are often compared to other semiconductor giants like AMD, NVIDIA, and TSMC, particularly in their approach to innovation, market expansion, and competition. Intel's strength lies in its dominance in the x86 microprocessor market and its deep relationships with PC and server manufacturers, which appeals to investors looking for a company with a solid foundation in a critical industry. AMD, known for its aggressive competition with Intel in both CPU and GPU, appeals to investors interested in a company that is rapidly gaining market share and challenging Intel's dominance. NVIDIA, with its focus on GPU and AI technology, attracts those looking for exposure to high-growth areas like gaming, data centers, and artificial intelligence. TSMC, as the world's largest contract chipmaker, appeals to those interested in the broader semiconductor supply chain and the growing demand for advanced manufacturing technologies. Intel's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for technological leadership, market influence, and strategic investments in future technologies, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the semiconductor industry.
And unlike AMD, which has gained significant traction by offering competitive alternatives to Intel's processors, Intel's strength lies in its long-standing relationships and its focus on developing cutting-edge technology, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Intel, the focus on technological leadership, deep market relationships, and strategic investments provides a unique value proposition in the semiconductor industry.
To sum up, Intel's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their R strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Intel's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.